Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Police say they're increasing security for Sunday's Chicago Marathon after a gunman opened fire on an outdoor music festival in Las Vegas last weekend. The move, announced today, comes the same day that authorities confirmed that Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddock had booked a hotel room in Chicago during the Lollapalooza Music Festival in August. A law enforcement official who was briefed on the investigation told the Associated Press that while Paddock booked the room at the Blackstone Hotel in Chicago, there's no record of him actually staying there. After 8 years, a QC food hub in Davenport is closing. The goal was to support local farmers and help them sell the food they produce to local residents. Denise Bulat, president of the QC food hub, says 3 years ago it received a federal grant that is now running out.
What's happened is there's really not enough money coming in to cover the staff that would be needed for the food hub. But also, in the last 8 years since we began, there's many more opportunities for local farmers and for people who prepare local food to get connected without the need of our organization to make that connection for them.
Bulat says she's proud of what the food hub has accomplished. The food hub retail market will only be open on weekends through the end of the month, and any final training and other events will continue through December. While hoping to show young people about possible careers that do not require a college degree, this year's Manufacturing Day will be held tomorrow. Junior Achievement and Arconic are sponsoring the annual Advanced Manufacturing Careers Expo, with several hundred high school students attending tomorrow and on October 20th. John Riches from Arconic says the students will learn about a variety of careers in engineering, logistics, renewable energy, virtual reality, and truck driving.
We need to make sure whether it's for Arconic or John Deere or any of the other manufacturers that are here in the Quad Cities, that as we move over the next 5, 10, 15 years, that we have a workforce that's really ready to step in as some of our current employees are retiring.
He wants to remind the students that good careers are possible in the Quad Cities and manufacturing and let them know what training and education they might need to qualify for them. The Manufacturing Careers Expo will be held tomorrow at the Eastern Iowa Community College's Blong Technology Center in northwest Davenport. Davenport is preparing to take the next step in cleaning up its riverfront and make it ready for future projects. Wednesday night, the City Council held a public hearing on a plan to spend up to $236,000 to demolish what's left of the Rhythm City Casino site. Zach Peterson from the Public Works Department says now that the barge is gone and the porte cochere torn down, some driveways and concrete need to be removed.
We obviously want to eliminate any kind of complications that may be experienced later on, so we're in good shape moving forward. Yeah, we know we've got 9 miles of publicly held parkland. We want to make it spectacular.
Following the cleanup of the casino site, he says it'll be converted to green space and an extension of LeClaire Park in anticipation of future park improvements. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.